the music of Nakane.
When I close my eyes, I saw prairie. Someone out there has been buried.
He's an actor and a novelist. In addition to writing and performing his own music, his latest album, You Will Not Die, has songs of trial and redemption set to the sounds of electronic dance music from South Africa, his home country. Nakane joins us from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You first came to London because you felt you had to flee South Africa.
Well, that's the myth. That's the myth that the Western media wanted to sell. I came to live in London because I knew that I would be touring Europe a lot. And so it made sense for me to live in London. But it did happen at a time when, you know, times were not necessarily nice for me in South Africa.
What was going on?
I was part of a film called The Wound, and it was a film about a rite of passage of the Xhosa culture from which I am from, where boys go to initiation where they get circumcised. It's a secret and sacred rite of passage. So anyone who has not participated in it is not supposed to know about it, including women from the culture themselves. And then we went and made a film about it and queered it. So people were very angry.
Mm. Now, I have read, unless this is another myth of the Western press, that you went through conversion therapy.
No, that's not a myth. That's gospel truth, ironically.
We'll explain the discredited treatment to essentially try and convince a gay person that he or she is not.
Yes, and that they can convince themselves through faith and suppression that they are straight.
And what was that like?
Awful. Being a queer person in general, in any space in the world, whether you're supported or not, you are the other. And then put on top of that, being born into a Christian family, put on top of that, being in a super masculine space where you're expected to perform in a certain way in order for you to be accepted as a man. And then now you're queer. And then you become a Christian. And then as a Christian, that means that you have to renounce a big part of your desire. And that was part of it. About 5 years of me trying to be a conservative Baptist.
Does this end up in a song?
It ends up in an album. It ends up in You Will Not Die. Parts of You Will Not Die do deal with it, whether directly or not.
And when I drank until full with no tear to cry, there was nothing to give up. And in the morning when I woke, I knew I would not die.
Find that words of hope in the face of darkness?
Oh, completely. And when I woke, I knew that I would not die. You know, you're going to wake up in the morning and, I mean, unless you die in your sleep. But you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to be alive. Yeah. And there's another chance of you making it better for yourself.
I have also read that you have referred to James Baldwin as your
My dad.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Okay. But I have to you were being metaphorical, right?
Yes. No, he was born. I mean, he passed away a year before I was born. He represented me. Before then, you know, it was hard enough finding queer literature, at least as far as I knew growing up in the suburbs of South Africa. And the people that I did find were white writers. Great representation on the queer front sometimes, but not great in the sense of me finding myself. You know, I could find the sex, I could find the desire, but I couldn't find my cousins and my sisters and my mom. Do you know what I mean? Those things are really, really important. And so here was James Baldwin, and suddenly it's a completely different world. I exist. I'm not mad. You know, and that's what he says to me. He says, you're not mad. You have a place in this world. Go out there and create.
Recommend a cut to us on this album, if you could.
Star Red.
And I found you.
It's about my grandmother.
I found you in the absence. I went back home to Alice. I remembered that moment. The words and fragments when I read you the Bible. Because you were simply unknown.
Star Red has a name, it was a nickname, and she raised me from birth up until I was 5 years old. She loved me completely, and she taught me a lot. She always used to say to me, because she was a drinker and a smoker, which was very badass. I mean, for a black woman in the 60s to be smoking and drinking during apartheid, can you imagine? And she said, Nakane, if you're going to drink, don't drink your alcohol under the bed, because if you do, it's going to come out and you're going to be humiliated and it will cause you a world of pain. Do it out in the open for everyone to see. And I mean, she was talking about alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she realized how, I don't know, how broad that was. Because I implement that advice on almost every facet of my life. If you are doing the right thing and you're honest and you're truthful about it, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nakane, his latest album, You Will Not Die.
Until you do.
I like that for an ending. Nakane, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.